Imagine if your holiday gift list this year numbered 50,000. That's how many care packages a group called Operation Gratitude is sending overseas to U.S. troops this Christmas. The all-volunteer organization was founded the year the Iraq War began and just sent out its 600,000th package. From Los Angeles, Gloria Hillard has the story.
The first thing you notice about Carol Blaschik's kitchen are the pictures of men and women in uniform, mostly camouflage. They adorn the cupboards and one entire wall. And the kitchen counter is covered with today's mail. The first letter she opens is from a Marine in Afghanistan.
Everyone was so excited when we got the packages. We read through all the letters, shared them together, and we were all just so happy.
The thank you letters she receives are handwritten, sometimes on lined paper, a single piece of stationery, even a torn piece of cardboard. The message is nearly always the same.
You all have no idea how much one little box filled with random goodies can brighten up a service member's day. Dear Operation Gratitude, on behalf of myself and my entire air traffic control detachment here in Afghanistan, I want to thank you for all the wonderful care packages we've been receiving. Not everyone here receives mail that often, and sometimes we feel forgotten.
Blaschik, a mother of two, says the idea that a service member thousands of miles from home might feel forgotten was the inspiration for Operation Gratitude. She has kept all these thank you letters, so many they fill a back room.
One was a letter I got from a soldier several years ago, or an email that he wrote back to me saying, at the end of the day, I had eaten the food and I had watched the DVD, but there was a letter from a little girl in Michigan that meant so much to me that I folded it up, I put it in my helmet, and it goes with me everywhere I go.
Today, the unofficial headquarters for Operation Gratitude is a National Guard armory in Los Angeles, where on this day, hundreds of volunteers were preparing to ship the holiday packages. One corner of the armory looked like a post office annex.
And in this card, we put four letters. And that goes on the top of the box. So when the soldier opens the box, this is the first thing he sees.
72-year-old Linda Barber, a longtime Operation Gratitude volunteer, is in charge of the letters. The ones in crayon and bold print stand out. Maybe it's the glued-on sparkles. Barber says the letters from the kids often begin, "Dear soldier."
God bless you. You are my hero. Stay safe and enjoy life.
It's just a good feeling to know that someone else is thinking of you. Not a lot of us received mail or packages that came in the mail over there.
Army Staff Sergeant Matthew Gomez received an Operation Gratitude package in 2007 while serving in Afghanistan. He's still on active duty and stationed at the armory.
For soldiers, it's a big deal receiving something from back home.
Every year, thousands of volunteers back home knit and crochet handmade scarves to go into the troop packages. One of those people is 98-year-old Joan Mazzarelli. She has platinum hair, a pixie smile, and on her lap is a pair of knitting needles.
Up to what I have here now, 527.
Since March, Joan has knitted or crocheted 527 scarves and hats for what she calls her boys and girls in the war. There was another war being fought overseas when she first began this task.
In 1940... until the war was over, World War II. I knitted not only scarves, but socks and gloves, everything for the soldiers.
She had a beauty shop back then and would knit in between customers, she says. These days, she knits about 14 hours a day. When I asked her if she hears back from the service members, she put down her knitting needles.
I have loads. Oh, dear, that's just newspapers. Well, Joan, where did you put them?
The letters she gets today, she says, are not that different than the ones she received 70 years ago.
I wear your scarf around my neck and under my uniform, and it keeps me very warm on those cold mornings. I want to say thank you for including the special gift of your handmade hat. It reminded of my grandma. Crochet hats she made for my sister and I when we were kids.
And as much as she loves knitting for the men and women deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan,
I wish they were home yesterday, if you know what I mean.
Until then, she'll continue knitting. For Joan, knitting is an act of service, a prayerful meditation.
Yes, a prayer goes with each stitch.
Stacked against her living room walls in plastic bins were lots of prayers in colors of red, green, and camouflage. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
Time now for sports.